Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tea Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tea Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tea Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Expressway. It is commercial-free. We've got a concert ticket giveaway. Bobby's Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch is going to focus on San Antonio. Had a Tolo here from San Antonio. I'm trying to find his name, but he said he's been listening to us for a while. We appreciate that as we are out in Richardson. Firehouse number 1-300 North Greenville, brought to you by Whataburger, Firehouse Movers, and Fraser Roofs and Gutters.
You can't miss it either. This is, I think, the largest one we've been to.
Well,
largest firehouse, like the whole building.
Like this is massive.
Yeah, I was noticing that a minute ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the most wow. Look at this firehouse outfit.
Look at the gear.
Look at the gear from this young family coming out. It looks like Bam Bam Bigelow right there.
I don't know who that is.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh boy.
No
do you know Chop?
I do.
Okay.
WWE.
This is the most fascinating firehouse because as I was going to the bathroom, I saw a tornado shelter. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go in there. And then when I was walking back, RJ got transported back to high school. And manliness.
I walked in over here to use the trash can. And it's kind of like their workshop area. And you walk in there, and you smell the wood and the sawdust and the grease and the wrenches. And for a moment, I wasn't in need of Blue Chew.
Shop class was very erotic.
I felt it move. I felt movement. I felt like more of a man.
Well, what's it called?
It's just a workshop. It's a wood shop.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I respect
it's right
wood.
In the name.
It's fantastic in there. You walk into a spot where somebody does actual manual labor, and then there's just the smell of the grease and the sawdust and the sweat mixed within a little bit of spilled coffee,
sure.
Maybe a beer that has been sitting there for a little bit too long, a trash can. It is a wood shop is the best smell. It really is. And I love doing, you know, wood shop, small engine maintenance in high school, wood shop, metal shop. This brought me back.
You have any machinery in your garage?
I have a circular saw.
That's the thing Julian found.
That's what
That is a machine.
That is a machine. Julian found other things.
Yeah.
And he's in trouble too. I have sanders, drills. I got a lot of stuff from my dad. I'll tell you, I found a hacksaw. This thing was great because I could trim up my plants now. I don't need to use those shears, pruning shears. I'm just like machetes.
All right, we are about a week away from training camp. The KMC Masterpiece is going to go out there and start on Tuesday broadcasting. We're going to leave on Sunday in about a week, and we'll be in Oxnard. If the Dallas Cowboys put up these numbers, they'll have what type of season? And are you taking the over-unders? I got these sent to me from Bet Online. All the projected quarterback numbers. By the way, you said you missed the Jeremy Fowler lists that were coming out from scouts, coaches, and executives. Dak, not in the top 10, not in the honorable mention.
Wow.
Came in at number 79 on the NFL Top 100. Any reaction to that? And then CeeDee Lamb coming in yesterday. Was it number three chop at wide receiver or number four? I think it was four behind
four.
Jamar, Justin, Tyreek.
He's better than Tyreek.
And then
now.
Lamb.
Yeah, the CeeDee's better than Tyreek now. 79 makes sense on the NFL top 100 because he was way up there last year. So the drop makes sense. They're so finicky about Dak on that top 10 quarterbacks list every year. But like, it feels like some years it's like, oh, he's up at six. And then it's like, oh, he's completely off the list. And they will go based completely on how did he play last year. There's nobody it feels like that applies to more than probably Dak. Maybe Stafford a little bit on some of those lists, but Dak pretty consistently it's going to be, how did you play? But to have him outside honorable mentions even, that's ridiculous.
All right, in the year he finished second in MVP, I'm just giving you this for context and to compare. He threw for 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks. All right, 4,500, 36, and 9. His over-unders in Vegas this year, 3,850 with yards, 26 touchdowns, 11.5 interceptions.
Yeah, I'm not touching the yards.
Because of injury?
You don't know who the running back is. Why wouldn't you just slam the over? Unless you thought he was going to get hurt. Yeah, like Sean said.
Well, because I think the offensive line, if the offensive line's better, they're going to run the ball. You know, I think the under that plays is the number that plays is the under on interceptions. It's very difficult for me.
In his career, he's thrown, I don't even want to count. Did he throw 8 last year in 8 games? Because he had 9 the year before total. 9, that was in response to the whole, Dak's a turnover machine. He threw 15 the year before that. I'll just give you his interception totals. Forget the games. 4, 13, 8, 11, 4, 10, 15, 9. 8.
Yeah, his per season average is 9.
Yeah, I would take the under on that because I think he's going to miss enough time.
that helps,
and that's why I'm scared to take the over in the other one.
Yeah,
I think the second best bet is the over on touchdowns.
Yeah,
because I don't think they don't have anybody to take it away from him.
In his career, he's thrown for 30, 37, 23, and 36.
Yeah, I mean, all of those feel like they would be health dependent, but. Man, if you're telling me he plays enough to throw potentially 12 interceptions, I would think the overs would be the better bets on the touchdown and the yards because we don't know who their running back is going to be. I understand Schottenheimer wants to run the ball, but you also got to remember this offense, in all likelihood, is going to be using a lot of the things that they were successful with after the bye in 2023 when Dak and Brian Schottenheimer worked together really closely on the offense. And during that stretch, when you got out of the San Francisco game, was when everything went to hell and they had their come to Jesus meeting. There was 12 games after that. Dak was 31 touchdowns to 5 picks. Like that was because that was the thing is that those raw numbers sound really good in 23. They're even better when you consider what he did for the 12-week run at the end of the season. But look, I understand there's a lot of questions about Dak being able to remain healthy. I think if he's healthy, though, you can pretty much bank on it. He's going to be, at worst, a top half of the NFL quarterback.
Well, speaking of the running game, John Gruden sat down and commented on what he's feeling about the Cowboys right now in the offseason.
Well, Prescott, you know, you got to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes. I just think this is the Dallas Cowboys. Where's Emmitt Smith? He's retired. We got to run the ball here.
Yes.
They don't even run the ball. Yeah. I don't know who their running back is. They used to pound your face in with the very intimidating offensive line. Now it's kind of like a 7-on-7 pass happy offensive attack. And I don't think their defense, other than Parsons, has an identity.
Mm.
You know, and Lawrence is gone. I don't know. Overshawn's a great linebacker, but he's hurt. I just don't know what their defensive mentality is. And I miss the old Dallas Cowboys.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I love, where's Emmitt Smith?
Yeah, where's Emmitt Smith?
And then he answers, like, before he can even put a period on that sentence, before he goes, he's retired. Like, yes, he is retired.
Yes, he is.
It's like, you know, whatever happened to the greatest, the all-time leading rusher? Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Why don't that guy anymore?
It's the Cardinals. You're talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, this is an organization based on pitching. Where's Bob Gibson?
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what are we doing here?
That's the thing. So, I mean, look, I get
Peyton Toubre with the credit for sitting down with Gruden, by the way.
I understand in general, obviously, what he means, though, which is this is a team that historically has had great running games for the most part. Even if you're not talking about historically great running backs like Dorsett and Emmett, like DeMarco was very effective. Marion Barber and Julius Jones together were effective.
Darren McFadden was effective.
Yeah, Zeke was effective for like 2 years. I understand the general thought process that he's talking about. It is a de-emphasization of it, but this is also what happens when you say our quarterback is going to get paid $60 million a year. Like, that becomes kind of the priority of what you want to do.
Yeah, and, you know, ESPN did a training camp storylines to watch, the biggest battles, and you know, you got to find a way to get the Cowboys in there. So for some of the ones they had, you know, who's the Colts quarterback going to be? Chiefs left tackle, Pats wide receiver, and they come to the Cowboys running back. And they said it's unclear. This is a worryingly weak room. That's a quote. The ideal outcome is that Williams returns to his pre-injury form, though it's worth remarking that even his career best season was only 4-4 a carry and 46% success rate. But Blue, speedy change of pace. The camp battle is one to watch less for touch distribution and more for the overall quality. And like, you know, look, it's pretty obvious. Like, third wide receiver, corner, running back, those are some of the camp battles. But, you know, I'm not mad that they're focused on a running back. But I also think it's like the running backs aren't the ones that can answer this for us. It's the offensive line. They're the ones that are going to answer. They're focused on the position, and that's fine. And the running back position is important, but who's blocking for them, you could argue, is importanter.
Yes.
Which isn't a word.
It is more important.
And, like, if they have holes, any NFL-caliber running back with decent awareness and patience and that can find them. Like, this is the same team, like you mentioned, that, you know, Darren McFadden with Castle and Kellen Moore averaged 4.6 a carry.
Right. Yeah. And look, I mean, instead of focusing on, like, who's your running back or what's your, like, it should be obviously posited more in the idea of what is your running game. And their running game, they expect to be better. Even though they let Rico Dowdle walk out and he played pretty well the last 6-7 games of the year, they expect that. All right, we drafted a guy we like in Jaden Blue. We think that one of these veterans is going to catch on. We invested in the offensive line, and we invested big time in Clayton Adams. And Clayton Adams structuring this run game to look a certain way and to take advantage of those things.
All right, so that's the quarterback numbers, running game. And then wide receiver-wise, Vegas sent me the over-unders for CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, baby.
For context and comparison, CeeDee Lamb last year had 101 catches. I'm going to give you 3 years because last year I had Cooper Rush. Last year was 100 catches, 1195, and 6. Year before, 135, 1750, and 12. Year before that, 107, 1360, and 9. Over under for him right now is 109.5 catches. 109.5. He's put up 107, 101, and 135.
Yeah, and those 200 years you're talking about, you mentioned the one last year that was obviously with Cooper Rush most of the time. The other year where he was under that 135, he had Cooper Rush for five games there. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I mean, all of these stats feel so much like a Dak health stat. And then CD's no different there. So, yeah, if I can say Dak's going to miss max 2-3 games, then, yeah, I'm definitely taking the over on that, even with Pickens being here.
The yardage over-under is 1250. He's put up 1195, 1750, and 1360. Over?
Over. And that's over.
Then sure. The touchdowns is 7.5. He's had 6, 9, and 12.
That seems like a fair over. You know, the one I struggle with is the receptions because, you know, what is his target number going to be? You know, with Pickens, what is his target number going to be? I just went and looked, like, you know, first thing that came to my head with is what other team has, you know, two really good wide receivers. I just immediately went to Tampa for some reason. I don't know why. But, and it's not fair necessarily because it's not the same, but, I mean, Mike Evans only had 110 targets last year. Like, is CD going to get 181 targets like he got in 23? If he gets 181 targets, that means George Pickens stinks.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase has gotten 128, 134, 145, and 175.
Woo!
That's high for having a guy like Higgins.
Yeah. I got Pickens over-unders.
Oh, interested in.
That is high. I saw this. I saw the Pickens one. This number, his catch number, isn't it like 93?
No. I don't know what you were looking at.
It was FanDuel.
66.5.
No, FanDuel had like 110 targets and 93 receptions. It was crazy.
Well, catches, bet online, 66.5 over under.
Under.
His numbers have been 59, 63, and 52.
If he has under 66 catches.
He's never had 66. He's never had Dak Prescott.
He's never had Dak Prescott. If he has under 66, you can miss me with all that. This is a guy who could be a number one receiver.
Well, I mean, that would just depend on, like, what you're doing. Like, if CD is getting his 125 catches, then 60 is reasonable, especially when you consider they want to use the running backs in the passing game, too.
The over-under on the yards is 900. He's put up 800, 900, and 1140.
He is a 16.3 yards per catch guy throughout his career, which, what is that, 16 over 60 receptions? That's, yeah, 960. So, sure, that's a fair number probably.
And you going over or under?
Over.
And then 5.5 touchdowns. He's had 3, 4, and 5 in his career.
3, 4, and 5.
Man, that's so little for a guy hyping up as, like, the contested catch red zone guy.
Especially because Ferguson's not going to get any because he doesn't get any last year.
What was the number on touchdowns again?
5.5, right?
Under.
And then I'll give you Ferg's numbers. Bet online in Vegas. 64.5 for the catches. So just 2 catches less than Pickens. 575.5 and 3.5 after having the goose egg last year in the end zone.
Boy, that feels like one of those things. They're going to make a priority to get him the ball in the red zone. As a make good. It's one of those, you know, so I could see the over on touchdowns.
How are they calculating if they're saying CD's going to get 109, Pickens is going to be 60, Ferguson's going to be 65? How are they then saying like 3,800 passing yards for Dak? That sounds like they're throwing the hell out of the ball if they get that many.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
T. Higgins had 73 catches in 12 games last year. He missed 5 games and he still had 73.
And Chase still got targeted 180 times.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.